world news, national news, rider news, and more. Here's another episode of the Bronc News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronc.
This is the Bronc News Flash, underwritten by Borough Market Restaurant Bar and Cafe 72. For the most unique breakfast, brunch, and lunch experience in Mercer County, you must try Cafe 72 in Ewing. To take a sneak peek at their everything is made from scratch and cooked to order menu online, it's cafe72ewing.com. I'm Taylor Tunstall from Rider University. Part 2 of the hearing of the January 6th committee begins. The House committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol is holding the second public hearing on Monday morning. The hearing is expanding on the topics previously stated in its initial session Thursday night. The layout for future hearings are expected to focus on the timeline from the days after the election to the riot itself. According to the New York Times, committee leaders have indicated that Monday's hearing will be on former President Trump and the extent to which he attempted to remain in power, despite evidence indicating that he had lost the election. The hearings begin Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time and will be shown on primetime networks ABC, NBC, and CBS, along with PBS giving live coverage throughout. Bipartisan group of senators announces agreement on gun control. An agreement on the principle for gun safety legislation was announced Sunday, which includes needed mental health resources, improved school safety and support for students, and helps ensure dangerous criminals and those who are adjudicated as mentally ill cannot purchase weapons, stated in a release statement by the senators. Democratic Senator Chris Coons spoke on CNN's State of the Union.
Over the last decade, there's been attempt after attempt to pass a broader, stronger provision of the House just send over to us a broader and stronger bill. It was critically helpful to have Senator Cornyn, a member of the Judiciary Committee, a tough on crime conservative Republican, making it clear what was possible.
The announcement includes the support of 10 Republican senators, which would give the proposal enough support to overcome the Senate filibuster. Legendary Philadelphia card collector and retired neurosurgeon Dr. Frederick Simeon dies at 86. Simeon was the chief of neurosurgery at Pennsylvania Hospital before retiring and launching the Simeon Foundation Automotive Museum. Simeon's father left him with a classic car collection before he died, leading him to donate the entire collection to the museum's foundation in 2008. The museum's The Spirit of Competition collection contains over 75 historically significant cars, including Ferrari, Alfa Romeo, Bugatti, Mercedes, Porsche, Aston Martin, and many more. In 2019, the Classic Car Trust named the collection the number one classic car collection in the world. That's all for this episode of the Bronc News Flash, underwritten by Cafe 72 and Borough Market Restaurant Bar. Exceed your culinary expectations at Borough Market Restaurant Bar in Pennington. From handmade paninis, homemade soups, and fresh pastas to fresh steaks, chops, and seafood, Borough Market Restaurant Bar will excite your palate like no other restaurant in Mercer County. To make reservations online, it's Borough Eatery Bar. I'm Taylor Tunstall.
Tuning in to the Bronc News Flash, your world in 2 minutes. Missed an episode? Just head to 1077thebronc.com/Bronc News Flash. We'll see you next time, only on 1077 The Bronc.